So would you get a $300 microchip implanted in your hand if your employer offered one for free? That was the offer Wisconsin technology company 3Square Market made to its workers. A chip the size of a grain of rice implanted in your hand. It functions like an ID. You can swipe into the office or pay for food in the cafeteria with a wave of the hand. Critics aren't hard to find. It sounds like another step towards 1984-style corporate America. But already at least 50 of 3Square Market's 80 employees have signed up. They had that chip party you may have heard about earlier this month where they all got their implants. So how's it going? Well, joining us from St. Paul, Minnesota, Todd Westby, CEO of 3Square Market and one of the company's employees who decided to get the chip, also the guy who came up with the idea, Tony Dana, Director of International Sales. Tony, I want to start with you. Can you feel it?
I mean, I can feel it if I put my hand up to it. That's the only way I notice it.
It's between the thumb and finger?
Yeah, thumb and the forefinger right in there.
Well, Todd, again, the CEO, Tony's boss, what was your thinking behind doing this?
Well, being a technology company, when Tony first brought the idea up to me, it really wasn't that far-fetched. And we initially looked at this as this would be fun and neat internally because we develop stuff. It's since then turned into a heck of a lot more.
Meaning what?
Well, it's all the attention it's gathered. You just can't believe some of the people that have contacted us as far as wanting it. The military, foreign countries, our embassies. We brought this subject basically to the forefront by doing it, but we never had intentions of doing that.
Well, so your employees have become like walking billboards for your microchipping company. By the way, the slogan that we know your company uses is micro market solutions for vending machines. So that's part of this, right? You just wave your hand in front of a vending machine and it treats it like a credit card?
Any door card reader, any credit card reader, any convenience store reader, you just basically set your hand within a couple inches of it and it'll accept the form of payment or whatever you're, requesting it to do.
And Tony, you work with microchips, but what is that like when you're just kind of waving your hand and does it ever happen accidentally? You walk by the vending machine and you've bought, three sodas.
That's a question that we've got a lot, but no, it hasn't happened. And, you've got to be within 6 inches of that reader for it to even pick up the frequency there. So it's not something that I've experienced, nor do I worry about, because you've got to have the hand right up next to the reader.
But was it exciting? Is it?
It was a blast. From the time you get chipped to when you sit down with our software developers and they write the code for you that allows you access into the doors, and then next thing you know, you get your computer. Now you're logging into your computer using your hand. And then we've got our break room market. Now I'm finalizing my purchases in the break room market. So it's all those things that you never thought that were inconvenient, and that's now just a part of you, and it makes your life more convenient.
Well, this kind of thinking has been around. You can open a locked car with a thumbprint, and your phone as well with your thumbprint. But this is something that's been implanted in you. And Todd, back to you again, the CEO of 3Square Market. People are freaked out about this. Maybe some of your own employees. This idea that what else can they do with this? What else can you do with it? Can you track employees? Can you see where they've been or where they're going?
Tracking really has nothing to do at all with this particular chip. However, there are GPS chips available, like what the military uses. But this chip is just for basically opening doors, playing music, unlocking your phone. It's really narrowly defined, and you have to have system keys to basically access the power of the chip.
But can that be changed down the road once you have the chip in? Can you redesign the technology from outside and make it a GPS tracker?
Yes, and that's actually in the plans for 2018, even though this has been around for about a month with us. But we've had a lot of requests from parents who literally want to chip their children.
Oh, but see, that's what's frightening people. You say it can be, converted into that, and I don't know if kids are going to be taking that idea to court, don't track me. But what about the ethical questions of creating a technology for an employer to be able to track an employee?
This chip, particular chip that we're using, cannot be used as a GPS tracker. You have to get a totally different chip that is basically battery powered. And we're looking at using the human body as the battery to power that chip.
Wow. So obviously there's interest in this.
Well, I mean, today's world, you know, we were contacted by the law enforcement. They asked if we could put geo-reference rings around sex offenders' homes so that if a child had a chip in them and they were missing, or if it went off or set an alarm, basically they would be inside of a ring where they're not supposed to be.
Wow. And are you going to do that?
You know, it's something... Believe it or not, the interest in that is a lot greater than you think. We had a foreign country contact us without naming the particular country right now, but they have a lot of kidnappings with orphans. And they basically said, can we do something to put a chip in a child so that if he's taken out of the village, we'd know where they are?
What about the health concerns? This is a foreign object in someone's skin, electronic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a biocompatible glass, so all of the RFID technology within that glass is completely protected. There was when I was over in Sweden, one of the guys that I was talking to had actually got into a car accident going 80 miles per hour, and he had the implant in his hand, and it had only moved 1 inch within his hand, so that it wasn't like it busted open or anything like that. So,
1 inch or 1 centimeter?
1 centimeter is probably more yeah. like it.
Yeah.
So I don't really have any concerns. I mean, when you see the microchip and you're holding it in your hand, it's a pretty secure deal that it's not much to worry about, in my opinion.
We'll have a picture at herenow.org. But Tony, do you worry about hacking? It's obvious that this is technology that's only going to advance and do other things. What about people stealing information out of that chip?
One thing that's really nice about our company is we are a technology company, so working directly with the software team. And when they're putting together their plan on how we're developing our applications, it's layer upon layer upon layer, which makes it much, much harder to be hacked. I mean, you cannot say anything out there cannot be hacked, but the way that they're doing it in a very responsible manner is making sure that our applications are protected.
And keep in mind, one thing regarding the chip is the chip only has about 100 characters of memory on it, meaning what's used on the chip mainly is the serial number, which ties you to the ability to open a door or log in a computer. So there's really not information on the chip. And the chip itself is encrypted with 256-bit encryption. So if you were to read it, you wouldn't be able to do anything with it.
Look, I'm thinking of the other things that you're talking about doing with these chips, you know, chipping children. And, you know, people chip their dogs already. So if they're lost, there's a reader that can scan their body and see the chip information. So that's already happening. But Tony, Todd, either of you take it. What do you worry about? You must worry about something.
It breaking in my hand, that's about it.
Tony?
I think that's about the only thing that's crossed my mind as well, is breaking in my hand and...
By the way, what would happen?
You'd basically have to get it taken out. You know, it'd be like a piece of glass or something in there. Just to check this theory out, my son, who's a football player, has a chip in his hand, and we'll see how it works through the football season.
Employees and son as guinea pigs. That's Todd Westby, CEO of Three Square Market, a Wisconsin-based tech company. They make chips. And they recently offered their employees microchip implants. A lot took them up on it. By the way, Todd, the ones that didn't, what'd they say to you?
Just no thanks. I don't care to have it. And that's just fine.
Yeah. And Tony Dana, it was his idea. He's director of international sales. And they've gotten a lot of attention from people like us talking to them about it. Todd, Tony, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.